Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 204, Strength for the Weary. Isaiah 40, verse 29. Let this land, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Not a demand, not a condition to meet first, a gift, plain and generous. He gives. God looks at the weary and does not look away. He doesn't fold his arms and say, figure it out. He acts. And that changes everything. Because maybe you came here today running on empty. Maybe you've been carrying so much responsibility, worry, disappointment that you can barely lift your eyes. And the world out there is loud. Push harder. Sleep less. Do more. And you try. And you fall short. And somewhere inside, you wonder if something is wrong with you. But hear what the Word says. This promise is not written for the person who already bounced back. It's not for the one who's rested and full of energy. This promise, this precise, deliberate promise, is addressed to the one with nothing left in reserve. Your exhaustion does not disqualify you. It is the very condition that opens God's hand. And when God opens his hand, he doesn't merely refill what was spent. He multiplies. The Hebrew word here carries the idea of abundant growth, like a seed, small and spent looking, that becomes a tree. What you receive back is greater than what you lost. Because God doesn't operate at the ceiling of what already existed. He operates in the overflow of who he is. And this promise has a face. The face of Jesus, who at the most extreme point of human exhaustion, on the cross, with the weight of everything on him, did not simply survive. He rose with unlimited power. In Christ, weakness is never the end of the story. It is where God's glory begins. You are not out of God's reach because you have no strength. You are exactly where he does his clearest work. Now, there is a trap, and it's a subtle one. The trap is trying to manufacture the strength that only God can give, pushing harder, promising yourself more, grinding through what your body and soul have already said they cannot bear. That strategy will leave you emptier than before. The strength God gives does not come through striving. It comes through posture. Waiting on God is not passive weakness. It is the most courageous act of faith there is, to stop manufacturing and to open your hands to receive. So, today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day takes over, sit quietly for 2 minutes. Place your open hands in your lap. And say out loud, with all the conviction you can gather, Lord, I have no strength. I receive yours. It doesn't need to be a long prayer. It doesn't need to be polished. That simple gesture, with that open heart, is the act of faith that positions you to receive what he has already promised to give. He sees your weariness, and he acts. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.